Hi, I'm Alicia Michelle, and as a trained and certified Christian mindset coach, I've helped hundreds of Christian women discover brain science-based mindset tools to help them grow closer to God and break free from anxiety, perfectionism, people-pleasing, and feeling like they're never enough. The Christian Mindset Coach is the award-winning podcast that shows you how to use simple brain science principles and biblical truth to renew your mind for lasting confidence, joy, and peace. I'm so glad you're here. Grab a cozy spot and let's get started. Hello there. Welcome to today's episode of The Christian Mindset Coach with me, Alicia Michelle. I got a question for you today. What character traits would make the current life season you're in a little easier? Now, maybe you're like, well, what does character have to do with any of this? Character is simply the accumulation of choices or habits that have developed a part of us that we can continue to rely on to help us in a situation. Now, it can also hurt us in a situation based on what the character trait is, for bad or good. But it is something that has already been established. It's something that's there as a habit running behind the scenes so that when if it's something we walk through and we have this character trait as an underlying tactic, then we can automatically respond in that way. And it's that much easier to walk through it. This is something that we talked about recently in Onward and Upward Group Coaching, a program that I run, and it was very powerful. So today I'm going to be sharing an excerpt from that teaching session. I'm not going to be sharing some of the comments that the ladies had because that's, of course, you know, confidential. But it was a really interesting discussion to think about the changes that we want to make in life, the goals we're going for, the life transition we're walking through. What are the specific things, character traits, that God may be putting on our heart to develop as ways to help us through it? And I will give you some examples of that in there. We'll flesh it out more. But just to say for right now, things like, how could the character trait of perseverance change your situation right now and your ability to keep going? How could surrender, that character trait, or the ability to be bold? How could being more bold right now as a character trait, how could that affect how you show up through this situation you're in? Bad, good, whatever. It's an interesting topic. And so in this program, if you haven't heard of Onward and Upward, just to give you some context, this is the 12-week kind of beta version of a program that we're going to be opening up again in April. It is a program that is for women who are looking to make some sort of lifestyle change, like maybe they want to start a new rhythm of rest in their life. We talked about that a couple episodes ago. Or maybe they want to go for a big dream, like, you know, I've always wanted to run a marathon or write a book or start a coaching business or even start this program at my church. Maybe it's just something like, okay, I'm in a new life season and I need to figure out who I am again and what God is asking for me in this situation. Or I need to figure out practical ways to go deeper with the Lord and to make that a habit in my life. I'm just thinking of the different ladies, actually, as I was saying those things, those are some of the different ladies who are in the program right now. And when we bring women together who are all kind of going through those same things, there are certain mindset issues that we all face that keep us from getting to that next level. And as a mindset coach, that's my job. That's what I love doing, is helping Christian women use brain science and the Bible together to be able to work through these obstacles. And so in this program, that's what we do. We have specific themes every month where we talk about some key obstacles, like, again, or things that we can add in. Like, for example, here with the character traits, we talk about how can these things help us make the change that we're making or the goal we're going for? How can they make it easier? And I love to be able to offer this again from a brain science perspective and a Bible perspective. So there's always Bible verses that we study as part of this. There is one-on-one coaching time that's part of it. There is group discussion as part of it. And you can hear all of the details about this program. I think it's episode 248, where we talk about the group coaching program Onward and Upward. And if it's interesting to you to have this sort of support for what you're going through right now, then I highly encourage you to apply. It is vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching. And you'll go there. You'll hear more about the program, how it's set up. When we're starting in April, that's when the next cohort starts. But again, if it's not March when you're listening to this, feel free to apply and we can let you know where we're at in that whole process. But you'll learn more about it and then you will apply there and fill out some information and we will reach out to you and give you the next steps. But Yeah, that is this program. And I'm excited to be able to give you a little excerpt of some of that teaching time talking about character traits from the program. So without further ado, here is the teaching inside of the Onward and Upward Group Coaching Program. Well, let's talk today about character traits. And I gave you two verses that maybe felt kind of like, what does this have to do with character traits? So I'm going to read first this Romans 12:2 verse. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We need to let our bodies be a living and holy sacrifice. This is how we worship God, giving our bodies and our lives back to Him. And we think body, we think, okay, I'm going to literally sacrifice myself. But our body is our heart. It's our mind. It's our will. It's every part of us. And in order to do that, we have to allow God insight into what's going on with us. And that's where that second verse comes in Psalm 139 is, search me, God, know my heart, test me, know my anxious thoughts, point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. It's like, we all want to get to that end part, lead me along the path to everlasting life. But we have to realize that it takes a willingness to be searched first by God. And it takes a willingness to be tested and saying from the Lord, show me what's in here. And then a willingness to listen to it and to make a change. So change itself comes from our thoughts. Because any action that we take, if we were to step backwards in that process, an action is caused by a decision that we've made. A decision is caused by a belief that we have. And a belief is caused by a thought that's been repeated over and over. So if we want to change an action, we have to start all the way back at that thought. And when we talk about character, character is just a repeated set of actions that's been ingrained in us so that it becomes habitual. It's just habitual actions, really. And the beautiful thing about character is that when we have whatever character trait that is embedded in us, it becomes this automatic response to how we're going to show up in a situation. We don't have to think about, do I have to have integrity here? If we have the characteristic of being a person full of integrity, then we know that's going to automatically be my filter when I step into it. It really saves a lot of time and energy in order to have that. So we talked about in these verses, we included these verses because Romans 12:2 was talking about not being conformed and looking at how other people respond, but letting that character trait that we have, our character, be shaped by God so that we can know what He has for us, so that we can step into the next thing He has for us. Because a lot of us in this group here, you guys, are doing things where there is a little bit of that yirah fear, that fear of like, whoa, this is bigger than me. I'm not sure how to do this, but I'm trusting you, God. And so we have to be willing to be able to be searched and to hear and to respond with that, yes, Lord, I want you to transform me in this way. And so it does start with our minds. And so that's why I shared about that there. I wanted to share a little funny story that happened for me this week. So this week I was also at a convention. I just got back last night from a convention and I was a volunteer at this convention. And so as part of my job as a volunteer was to be on the connections crew. So I had to, as part of my role, walk around and talk to people and make connections, making sure they were happy with what was going on at the conference, making sure they felt like, oh, did you meet somebody that would help you in this area? Like, oh, I'm looking for somebody to help me with this. Okay, well, I can connect you with that person. Just really being there for people. And it required me to have to go up to people and be brave and start a conversation. And how are you doing? Oh, hey, I'm Alicia. You know, what are you here for? Are you having a great time? Or what's been the most inspiring thing you've learned? You know, just start that conversation. And I still can hear that voice in me sometimes that's like, you can't do that. That's weird. They're not going to like you. All those things. And so I had to see that voice. Okay, I understand this is out of your comfort zone. And also to say, but this is what I've been asked to do, and I know I can do it. So I'm going to keep practicing it and I'm going to keep doing it. And over just a period of a few days, I found that once I got into that mode, that character trait, so to speak, was built up in me enough to where I was just like, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. You know, and I had a lot easier time doing it. than those first few times. And so that's why when we look at character traits, we want to go, okay, what are the things, the character traits that we can develop in this season or around whatever we're doing right now that would make this transformation or this goal that we're experiencing easier? What could that be? So there's four different ones that I'm just going to throw out there that could be some ideas just to give us something, a kind of a reference to talk through. One of them could be perseverance. So just taking the next step and then taking the next step and just keep going. That could be a character trait that God could be using right now as part of this transformation for you. So when we think about the character trait, we can also think about, if this is a character trait that would help me, what does the action look like? So the action could be, well, to persevere, I need maybe to have discipline. I need to practice being organized, having patience, trusting in the process. So it's like, what are those things that are the result of that thought and that character trait of building that specific thing? We can begin to see what those are as we walk through this. So another one could be a surrendered heart. Just saying, I see this situation. I'm not really happy with it, but I'm surrendering it to you, God, and trusting you. So a surrendered heart, an action there would be obedience, waiting expectantly, trusting God, stop fighting God, you know, just listening and obeying and resting in that. Another one could be boldness. That was one I had to work on this week, being bold. And that action step would be, okay, again, obedience to speak up, taking action, not being afraid, moving through that fear as it comes up, asking God for next steps, just living in that place of, I have this much clarity, but I'm willing to move forward, even though I don't have the whole picture. And the last one could be something like self-control. So for self-control, it could be, if we're trying to work through something specific, like a transformation or a goal, maybe we have to pay attention more to what is our behavior and what is our response. How am I showing up? Oh, well, that's interesting. In this situation, I tend to do this. Okay. So I can first have to have that awareness of it. Of course, strength to say no and just figuring out what a different response could be and practicing it. So lots of different ways that we can have a character trait come up. But we're talking about it this week because as we're working through this, again, the habit of something that is a repetitive concept or an action or a mindset to have can be helpful with our individual transformations. So just on the surface, if you're not sure how to figure out what a character trait could be, like you're like, I have no idea, all of them, right? Like all of these, you can kind of reverse engineer it. So if you think about, what are the thoughts that I have regularly about this transformation? What are the things that kind of step me up? Or I'm like, what am I noticing? How are those thoughts that are self-sabotaging? How are they getting in the way of allowing me to reach my goal? And what character do I need to really kind of have instead to show up to help me move through that and respond differently? One of the things that I talked about with the ladies in the group was we covered some follow-up questions. We covered some very specific discussion questions that we talked about together, which again, I didn't share in this recording, but we also had some journaling questions and some follow-up questions. We gave them actually a specific plan to work through some of the things we talked through. So I'm going to kind of boil all that down for you and give you a couple of things to think about, just even two questions that you can think about as you consider these idea of how character traits, developing a certain character trait, deciding, this is how I need to show up, how that can help you in this season that you're walking through. So first, just what were some of the takeaways? What were some takeaways from this for you? Was it a helpful concept that you hadn't thought about before when it comes to goal setting or working through something new? What were some interesting things that God revealed to you? So that's something first as a take home kind of a thing. And then second, what could be that helpful character trait that you could develop if you are facing this life transition or you wanting to pursue a goal or a God-sized dream? It's different for each situation, and it's different for each woman. It's different for each season in that woman's life. Like, there have been times when I needed courage and I needed boldness and I needed to just keep taking the next step and to just keep my eyes on Christ. That is where I'm at right now. That's the character trait that I'm developing, is boldness and courage and unrelenting trust in God. there might be seasons where you might have to surrender. I can think about that in seasons in my marriage or seasons in my parenting where I have had to say, hands are up, God. I need you to help me learn what surrender looks like so that I can walk through this without fighting you and fighting the actual situation itself. So what is that for you? What could that look like? And again, if this is something that you would love to have this kind of community support, you would love to have this support from a coach who's trained and certified and to be able to do these sorts of things, who talks about this stuff from a biblical perspective and from a scientific perspective, uses them together to get transformation, then man, join us. Apply for Onward and Upward group coaching. You can find out more at vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching. That's where you'll find out more details about the program, and you'll also be able to apply to be a part of it. And again, we have limited space. We're starting up the next cohort in April, but we have just, again, even if it's not March and you're looking at this, go ahead and apply and we can get back to you about where we're at with the status of it. So I hope this was encouraging to you today to think about character traits, and that if this is something you want to pursue, join us in the Onward and Upward group coaching while we have this open time right now for new ladies that we're welcoming in. All right, take care. I'll see you back here for next week's episode. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining me today for the Christian Mindset Coach. If you love today's show, would you take 2 seconds and share a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts? I've got a special gift for you when you share a review, my amazing 50 I Am declarations, 50 statements and Bible verses about who you are in Christ. This is an audio meditation and a written statement that is extremely popular with my clients, and I want to give you access just for sharing your Apple Podcast review. Simply screenshot your review and send it to hello@vibrantchristianliving.com, and we'll send you the link to access the 50 I Am Declarations resource. Thanks so much for sharing your rating and review so that we can get the word out about the podcast. See you back here next week.